Before we sing, I just want to say a word of thanks to this church. I know several folks here. I know Byron Kyle. He and I work together at with the Department of Transportation. He and I have been friends for a long time. And I also know Shirley Driver, who used to be Shirley Corbett. She is what I guess you would call my spiritual mother. Her husband, Jimmy, her late husband, Jimmy Corbett, is the one that led me to Christ when I was 9 years old. My brother and I got saved on the same night. Actually, I was almost 10. June 8th, 1981. So when I knew she was here, this church kind of has a special place in my heart for her. And I say that to say this. As Preacher Mills mentioned about having loved ones who may be addicted to whatever it may be, and there are a myriad of things out there. Think of your influence. Had it not been for Jimmy Corbett's influence, I wouldn't be standing here right now. And I would not be affiliated with the Durham Rescue Mission, and I would not have the wonderful in-laws that I have, and I would not have the wonderful wife that I have. Think of your influence with your family members. We're going to sing now. I think our first song is what? I forgot. It's because I'm so much older than Preacher Mills' brother. A song called I've Been Changed. Name and where you're from, please, ma'am.
My name is Elizabeth Grimes. I'm from Burlington, North Carolina.
Now, from Burlington, had you ever heard of the Durham Rescue Mission?
Yes, I had.
All right. How did you know of the Rescue Mission?
The church I was attending as an avid supporter of the Durham Rescue Mission.
Okay. Now, somewhere along the line, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, what happened that where you realized, hey, I need to, you know, not only does my church support it, but I need to be there? What happened?
Well, on June 3rd, 2007, I was sitting in church on a Wednesday night and wasn't feeling too well, and I got up and went out to the library, and I figured I'd go on home and get ready for work and take a little nap, and about halfway to the door, I collapsed with a seizure, and for the next several months and several years, I've continued to have them, and I lost everything. And
You said you lost your job.
I lost my job, eventually lost my home. Had to wind up living with my parents for a while, and that didn't work out too good, and I found myself in need of a place to go, and I went to my pastor, and he called and spoke with Rebecca Allred, and she told me to come on in.
Now, how, through that series of events, how has the Rescue Mission helped you?
Well, I have really enjoyed being there and taking the victory classes. It's always good to be encouraged to study my word. One thing it has given me back is some freedom, because with the seizures, I'm no longer allowed to drive, and I haven't driven in 4 years. So I don't have to depend on too many people, because living here in Durham, they have the bus system, so I can use the bus to get where I need to go. So when you're dependent on others, it can be a little bit disturbing when they're not really wanting to help you out.
Right.
So,
and that being said, we just sang the song "I've Been Changed." How have you been changed since you've been here? You said you studied your word, but, you know, strong relationship with Christ?
God is really, he has been building my relationship with him. Everything that I've gone through in my life has been a step closer to walking with my walk with the Lord, and I believe that he is using it to mold me more into his image, that someday that my life story may be used to help someone else who is in similar situations.
And if you had one prayer request for these folks, just one personal prayer request, what would it be?
That God would be able to reach my children, whom I raised in church, that he would save them, because they've all four of my children have walked away from the Lord, and they're not saved.
Tell us your name, please, ma'am, and where are you from?
My name is Linda Smith. I'm originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but I was living in Henderson.
Now, from Henderson, living in Henderson, had you ever heard of Rescue Mission?
Yes, I have two good friends that were at the mission.
Okay, and then we were talking earlier before the service. You saw a change in them.
Yes.
And realized, hey, I don't have what they have, but I want what they have.
Yes, I wanted.
What did they have?
Oh man, it's just a miraculous change that had come across over them, you know, because the things that we used to do and the way that I would see them when they would come back home, yes.
I'm not going to ask you what. Who made that difference in their life?
The Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We just sang a song, It's Different Now.
Yes.
All right. If we knew you before the rescue mission, and we know you now, how is it different?
Oh, wow. I am a whole different person, I do believe. I have had it said about me, you know, I would come up and I've heard that people would say that they would rather see the devil coming than to see me coming.
Rather see the devil coming than see you coming? How is it different? Because I don't say that now. I like seeing you, I'm just saying.
I just have a new joy about my life. Yes, no desire to do the things that I once were doing.
And Christ.
Yes.
Made that difference.
Yes.
If you had some friends, you said you had some friends at the Rescue Mission. If you had some friends from your past who came to the Rescue Mission, how could you tell them the changes? How could you give them what you have?
Well, how could I give them what I have? Well,
you have Christ.
Sharing the word of the Lord with them. Yes.
And that is because of your stay here, correct?
Yes.
I mean, you've learned the word, and you've been in the word, and you do. The folks you said that you knew from
Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Did they in any way say, hey, you need to get this? Or was it just you saw them
just,
and, hey,
what I saw in them.
And that gave you their influence. We're talking about influence, right? Their influence, yes. Just from you seeing their influence,
Made me want it. Made you want it. Want it. Yes.
And you came here?
Yes.
And you got it?
I got it.
If you had a personal prayer request for these folks, what would it be?
Well, just pray my strength in the Lord and that my children keep their faith.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Share my other side now. What's your name and where you're from?
My name is Christina Hardy, and I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina.
And from Greensboro, had you ever heard of the rescue mission, the Durham Rescue Mission?
No, sir. All I had ever heard of was Urban Ministries.
All right. Now, if, well, I'll ask you this question first. What happened? We were talking about the event that happened earlier. What happened in your life that sent you on a downward spiral, and we'll call it that?
My daughter was killed by a drunk driver December 26th of 2011, and I started making bad choices, and I chose to use drugs.
Now, if we're fixing to sing the song you said went with your testimony was If You Had Known Me. If we knew you before that date in 2011.
You wouldn't let me in your church.
What's the change? And we'll tie that back with the other two songs. How are you different now?
Only by God's grace that God laid the burden on the Mills' heart to open the Durham Rescue Mission for people like me that have fallen and need a helping hand up.
When you came, and you know, you made that event happened on that date in 2011, and you made those decisions and started using drugs, where in that, you know, was it somebody in your life, an influence in your life that said, hey, you need help, or did you just, were you that low down? You said, "Wow, I've got to get help."
My uncle, he's a pastor of a Baptist church in Reedsville, Lawsonville Baptist mm-hmm. Church, and he noticed that I was running the opposite way from God. I hated God. I blamed Him for everything, and He talked me into just coming and checking out the building, and once I got there, I knew I wasn't leaving. I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for the Durham Rescue Mission.
Or for your uncle's influence in your life and saying, hey, you gotta get here. If you had one prayer request for these folks, what would it be? One personal prayer request.
For God's will to be done in my life.
Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Try to tie this thing up full circle. We're gonna sing a song called If You Had Known Me. And it talks about what we all were before we met Christ, in contrast to what we are now. What He gave, what we had before, and what He gave us after. What He traded us for. And you'll hear that word traded in the song. So the Rescue Mission, we're primarily an addiction ministry. But there are hurting people who are not necessarily addicts. Since the economy turned down, we've had, and Miss Mills will mention this number, we've had, I forget, I don't know the percentage increase, but it's been, you know, I think we had 400 people at the mission last week. They're hurting people all around. Never overlook your influence. Look at them and say, wow, if you had known me before I accepted Christ, well, I may be just like them. What if I had known them? Or what if I know them now? What if that change happened? If you had known me.